Getting started. Setting up the time, space, and tools. In this section, we'll move from a conceptual framework and limited application of workflow mastery to full-scale implementation and best practices. If you're not sure you're committed to an all-out implementation of these methods, let me assure you that a lot of the value people get from this material is good tricks. Sometimes just one good trick can make it worthwhile to range through this information. Tricks are for the not-so-smart, not-so-conscious part of us. The smart part of us sets up things for us to do that the not-so-smart part responds to almost automatically, creating behavior that produces high-performance results. We trick ourselves into doing what we ought to be doing. For instance, if you're a semi-regular exerciser like me, you probably have your own little tricks to get you to exercise. My best trick is costume, the clothing I put on or take off. If I put on exercise gear, I'll start to feel like exercising. If I don't, I'm very likely to feel like doing something else. Let's look at an example of a real productivity trick. You've probably taken work home that you had to bring back the next day, right? It was mission critical that you not forget it the next morning. So where did you put it the night before? Did you put it in front of the door or on your keys so you'd be sure to take it with you? The smart part of you the night before knows that the not-so-smart part of you the first thing in the morning may barely be conscious. What's this in front of the door? Oh, that's right. I've got to take this with me. What a class act. It's a trick I call put it in front of the door. For our purposes, the door is going to be the door of your mind, not your house. But it's the same idea. If you were to take out your calendar right now and look closely at every single item for the next 14 days, you'd probably come up with at least one, oh, that reminds me, I need to fill in the blank. If you then captured that thought into some place that would trigger you to act, you'd feel better already, have a clearer head, and get more positive things done. It's not rocket science, just a good trick. If you take out a clean sheet of paper right now, along with your favorite writing instrument, and for 3 minutes focus solely on the most awesome project on your mind, I guarantee you'll have at least one, oh yeah, I need to consider blank. Then capture what shows up in your head on the piece of paper and put it where you might actually use the idea or information. You won't be 1 ounce smarter than you were 10 minutes ago, but you'll have added value to your work and life. Much of learning how to manage workflow in a black belt way is about laying out the gear and practicing the moves so that the requisite thinking happens more automatically, and it's a lot easier to get engaged in the game. The suggestions that follow about getting time, space, and tools in place are all trusted methods for making things happen at a terrific new level.